The unsaid strafes its enclosure. I'm in a store, a storage among forgettings that anchor them. The pasture is all snow, and its perceptions drain the day outward into a disheveled, reckless halo, unspun from a saint's hair, as if scribbled. The withheld stares back into its insolent intention, some girl in the bridal threshold of a museum, her white shoulders readied for sculpture and for the thin fingers of her groom. Tidy these ancient portals, says the Bergsonian moon. There's more to see of the great murals whose scansion is blocked by the banquet's black plumes and crimson napkins. Fake beads of hanging ice. The baffled children stand their ground, the boy who cannot smile, the girl who stares into the mutant air, my own mirrored self dancing in the aisle of beloved animation, singing along to a tune rescued and hidden under soil piled on the floor in that corner. That room, that window, those stairs, and across the wide portico, a muse yelling in French, and the mother in pails, the mother in ashes. And the flowers, you ask? They were announcements that came slowly up with the man with the sack on his shoulder. The snow will not burn, but it falls as heaving flame. The drifts are catalytic, plummeting towards amnesia, and a recessed doll appears, her eyes painted open. I did not ask for this bouquet. Please return it. The form of attention bewilders, and the signal's arc wavers. If I gaze, I gaze, and the blue mountain is indifferent, like Wittgenstein staring out from his captive picture. Some beauties are best left unobserved, some dues are best left unpaid, and if Sebald once retrieved Grunewald's journey, exposing the throat and often turning the face toward a blinding light, then let us be amazed and wander up a hill and turn to see the bereft tribe following Moses out of Egypt, following an uncertain path into a tent onto which only a vein fastened with a string remains. The route was written, but the map's insignia and all the variants of white dispersed through the holy frame. Wait here a minute. I need to attend to the soot. A gashed estrangement dramatizes the ocular theme. Rag, rag, rag. It's a quick refrain, what the broom might chant. Accidents happen and rage resumes under the free rights of dream, the unsafe conditions masked by law. The scene melts into its recursive harm, the tent blown up by a young man in the film of the young man in the film. The black boy is shot and shot and shot. Which war are we after? And home he came, smelling of sandalwood and silk, the scent of beautiful strangers, the yoked extravagance, the carnal scene, fire and ice, her crimson lips stamped on the rim of a glass. Take them back, the apparition thwarts declension for the sake of an image. We settle for stone, even as it attracts disaster, just at the welcoming hour. Now the exposed branches have turned yellow, their threads crawling out from the scripted scene. Arendt talks about metaphor enthusiastically. She honors the sign of what she calls invisibles, that which will never attach itself to thingness. The philosopher's wonder is fraught. Words charge our love with action, and action blurs syntax. She thinks we can see what we hear just as it vanishes. The chickadees orchestrate the silence of the hawk's swerve. All is readied for accounting, as for abstraction. I liked it better elsewhere in the drafty aftermath, along the dark hall or sitting on the porch before the fly awoke from its winter nap. Up it crawls on the glacial window. If I say cardinal, do you see red? Grace is legible. We collect variously, accordingly, in the zone allotted. So a democratic yield might fashion our taste for the old sword or the ripe fruit or the red panoply of Matisse. Love moves among us and elicits the daring collective. Marvelous and outward we go toward the plight to heal what has no mercy, incorporated as sorrow or bliss, sold separately to those who come to witness. Abstraction is invisible. It pours through the sockets of the hours, and the broken debris goes with it just at the welcoming hour. Abstraction is invisible. It pours through the sockets of the hours, and the broken debris goes with it out to sea. A flood of names, old particulars, erode the banks, and the banks rise up into the emptied horizon like nameless giants. Be not afraid. These fives, these tens, watch them change hands and bring forth shiny arrest. Dip the oak leaf in gold. Dip the screen into the rushing waters. The days will end without portraits. The days will end. Rag, rag. Thank you.